Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Va'ira, Tav Shin Ayin Zayin. Once again, this week's Parsha is dedicated to Refuas, Menachem Moshe Ben Basya, who should have Refuah Shalema B'Sosha Chol Yisrael. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha about three Shvatim whose names are delineated in the Parsha, concluding with the families of Moshe and Aaron. Who are those three Shvatim? Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And the Medrash in Shir Hashirim asks, why was it that Reuven, Shimon, and Levi were the only ones that were mentioned in this week's Parsha? They're mentioned, the names of their families are mentioned, and as we said earlier, it concludes with them being brought back to the families of Moshe and Aaron. The Medrash gives three Pshatim over there in Shir Hashirim. The first Pshat is because as a result of them getting Musar from Yaakov Avinu, Reuven got Musar about switching the beds. Shimon and Levi got Musar about what they did with Shechem. So for that reason, they were Zaycha to be delineated in this week's Parsha, and along with the names of Moshe and Aaron. A second shot in the Medrash is that the Medrash says that the reason why we present the genealogy of Reuven, Shimon, and Levi is because they were the only ones, Sheshomer Yuchoseim in Mitzrayim, who did not intermarry and kept their genealogical line pure. A third shot brought in the Medrash is that these tribes, these Shvatim, were given this distinction because they were the only Shvatim who did not engage in foreign worship in Egypt. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, le'avdu avedus kechavim. The Tolna Rebbe, Shlita, gives a beautiful pshat on these three ideas, and he says that these three opinions are really one. The Medrash is teaching us something very profound. Because Reuven, Shimon, and Levi humbly and genuinely accepted Yaakov Avinu's criticism, and they did not object to his words of condemnation, they earned the honor of being associated with Moshe and Aaron. And that's also the reason why these Shvatim were not steeped in idolatry or impurity in Mitzrayim as the other Shvatim were. By them staying away from idolatry and preserving their heritage and purity, it was the result of Shimon and Levi's accepting Yaakov Avinu's harsh Teichacha and Musar. The Rebbe continues that let's try to picture in our minds Yaakov Avinu giving a bracha to all the Shvatim, but when it came to these three Shvatim at this sacred and awesome moment, he censored them for their Averis. He censored them for their Kas. And what did they do? They accepted it be'ava. They accepted it with love, and they did not respond. The impact is significant because it enabled these Shvatim to withstand the difficult trials in Mitzrayim, to avoid the lure of idolatry, and to preserve their purity despite living in the midst of the contamination of Egypt. As the Pasuk says, and it's brought down in Shir Hashirim, it's a Pasuk in Mishlei, Oizen Shemas Techachas Musar Bekarev Chacham Talin. The ear that listens to life-giving Musar shall lie among the wise. There is a vital lesson that applies to each and every one of us. Many times when we receive Musar, our natural inclination is to reject it and to look askance on the person that's giving to us and to look at them and say that they don't know anything, we know everything, they don't know what they're talking about. If they would only know A, B, and C, they wouldn't say such a thing. The lesson of Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, especially in this time of Shaivivim, where Chazal tell us it's a time for tshuva and coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that if we accustom ourselves to accept Musar and criticism with understanding and ahava and joy, then we're able to subjugate ourselves to Torah. One can only acquire Liman HaTorah is he prepared to accept criticism. When a person accepts criticism, he refines his character and empowers himself to withstand all the difficult nesiyonos that he faces over the course of his life. However, if we reject criticism and react when a parent, a Rebbe, a friend gives us criticism by excusing the conduct and coming up with all different types of excuses, and we know we can always make up excuses, We're, in effect, destroying a precious gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. As hard as it is, a person should feel comfortable and grateful that he has someone or something, more importantly, a Rebbe, a spouse, or whoever it might be, that's setting him on the proper path and admonishing him to grow and improve. Only one who sincerely and truly accepts criticism is able to refine his soul so it can reach perfection. A guten Shabbos.